And welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides. And our question for you this week is, do you have balance in your life? It is so often that human beings become out of balance, imbalanced, working too much, not playing enough, rushing around too much, not resting enough. It is a full picture here of balance in your life. We ask you to look at this. In the entirety of your life, how is the balance? Body, mind, spirit. How is the balance? Movement and rest or sleep. How is the balance? Work and relaxation and play. How is the balance? Community, involvement and service. And service to your home, your family, yourself. This realm is designed to be in perfect balance, and you are part of this realm. When we say balance, we are not meaning that every day is a, quote, balanced day with all of the left and right, up and down being balanced. But as you look at your life, we ask you to be conscious when you are out of balance, when you are starving, for example, for play, or to be in your big chair reading your favorite book of poetry, or in the garden, being balanced with the whole picture of your life. Look at this, and it is a constant observation on your part. As you approach each day, one day may be invested in a work project, and so you are focused and present with that work project. The laughter, the play, the relaxation comes later in that day, perhaps, or the next day, or the next week or weekend? How is your life in balance between the quiet, reflective moments and the times when you are out into the world exploring, digging, discovering newness and aliveness out in the world? We see you understand what we are describing here. It is always possible for you to stay small and limited and out of balance. It is your choice, and it starts with your awareness of this. And also that you sense the essential need of balance for you in life. If you overeat every day, your body becomes out of balance. It is challenged to keep you running along as fully with health as possible, but it is a challenge. So there is an example of your eating also. Is it in balance? What you are taking into your body, how much you are taking into your body, how much you are moving your body, whatever that means, yoga, walking, hiking, biking, running, it does not matter. We are describing balance. So we ask you this week to check this out. Are you in balance in your life? Is it a good feeling for you to have balance? Have the moments of balance and presence. We see this will be a new view for you, because human beings often put their heads down and just attend to their lives and the tasks at hand without raising up their heads and eyes to ask, am I in balance? Is my life in balance? Those things that are meaningful to me. Is my life in balance? We see this will open great windows of ahas and of subtle shifts for you to choose and to make. We wish you well with this assignment. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.